will offer to the Lord due to the fact that tomorrow is a day in which we celebrate Thanksgiving. May I call your attention from Psalm 95 and in verse 2. Oh, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise with psalms. And so let's turn our hymn books to number 21 this evening as we celebrate Thanksgiving in 2002. Will you stand, please, as we sing together number 21, We Gather Together. We come tonight in a very special way as we gather together as one heart and one mind to say thank you. I believe that each one of us have many reasons why we can say thank you, Lord, for what you have done in our life. And we pray, Father, that you bless us as we remember those moments that were tough in our life, and as we remember how you answer prayer to our life. We are grateful that we have a God who is living, a God who is seated in heaven, looking how to help us. And Father, may this day humble us and teach us that without God, we can do nothing. So receive our thanks and receive from our heart the deep appreciation of your care for us. In Jesus' name we pray and thank you. Amen. You may be seated. Let's turn to 526. 526. I think this is a classic hymn for Thanksgiving, and you will enjoy it. Come ye thankful people. 526.
Thank you.
26. With a great quartet, and they are kind enough to come again and sing for us. And so now we get the quartet from Bethel.
Oh,
wonderful. That speaks to me that there are great things coming up with this wonderful quartet. Now, as always we do every year, we want to, at least I want to hear from you, how the Lord has blessed you. And we were talking at our breakfast with my wife. Has been a very tough years in many areas of our life, but God has answered. I was sharing with her the sermon, and my first point is that God answered prayer. And in our life, really, we are enjoying God's answer to many difficult situations in our life. And I share that with you in a minute. But I'd like to hear from you. You don't have to come here. If you want to come here and preach, that's fine. But just tell us, from wherever you are, how grateful you are to the Lord. You know, I think God knows, but it's good to hear. And if not, just for our blessing, to see how God has blessed your life. And always I'm speaking to you. It's time. We have a visitor last Sunday from the Catholic Church here in town. I drink coffee with him and the others, old man. And he came to see if really I was a pastor or not. And he said to me, drinking coffee today, he said, you know, would it be nice if at the end of the service, you allow us to have questions, because I learned in that service for 1 year of another church. And, you know, sometimes it's not true. Sometimes it's you learn from somebody else what you already have learned in some other place and so on. But one thing it is, it's good to know that to hear from others, then we refresh our mind. And yes, true, God has been faithful. So who will be the first to stand? I don't prepare anybody. I don't ask. Usually I ask people, you do this and the other. This year, I said, not just from your heart. You know, it's good to hear from your heart. And nothing prepared except what God has placed in your heart. All right? Who will be the first to say, Lord, I'm thankful. You don't have to make a big list. Just one thing is in your heart. He said, Lord, I'm thankful because. What will be? Yes, sir, Victor.
Well, when I went to Atlanta for my aunt's funeral, I'm just realizing how precious it is to have both sets of parents still with us. And so I'm thankful that both my in-laws and my parents are still alive, and they're very healthy. And, you know, it's just, I think, when I was looking at my aunt, it just made me realize, you know, how time is short, and you've got to take advantage of the time that you have with people, mm-hmm. because you never know when God is going to call them. So I'm just thankful that, you know, my parents and my in-laws are still alive, and I'm thankful that God has, you know, taught me you better spend more time with them while they're still here.
Yeah.
You know, before anything happens.
And, that's true.
And I'm just thankful for health and my work, my family, and God's word. I'm thankful for His mercies that are new every morning. And I'm thankful for the church here, even though we may not be very big. I think we have fellowship here that a lot of churches don't have. And I'm just thankful to God for, you know, all His blessings.
Thank you. Thank you. Indeed. Sometimes a catastrophe or something really sad bring us to our memory something good. Like in case you were talking to your aunt in the airport, and the very next day your aunt passed away. That's interesting. Mary.
That reminds me of another thing I'm thankful for, because my aunt is still alive, and she'll be 91 tomorrow on Thanksgiving Day in Florida.
That's your mother's sister.
And so she's doing well. I just talked to a lady back there where she is staying, and she's doing fine all on her own, living in a nursing home.
All right. Then she talks like your Mrs. Larson, the chick like the doctor.
I'm thankful to God that my granddaughter is so close now.
Oh, praise the Lord.
And that she was able to find work, because I know so many people are out of work now. And I'm thankful all of the family are working. Some have lost jobs and they're back at work.
Praise God.
Thankful for 25 years old.
Finally, Jack gave in. Jack gave in. Poor Jack. All right, let's give a hand. This is it. What a celebration. And when we saw another Lexus in the parking lot, Jack was a little shocked. I guess that's it. But praise the Lord, Mary. Praise the Lord for that. Yeah. All right. Somebody else was there. Brother Russ.
You know, Pastor, we were talking about things sometimes being bad for us. But today I was in a material house and Jim Tarp came in. This is Tarp's son.
Yes.
And the lovely things he said about his sister. And what an example she has shown for all of us and her family. That he was so warm and so loving and so just, you could tell that Terry really did something that shined in his eyes. And it's a great example. And,
yeah.
And I was looking over at Victor today as the quartet was singing. I thought, what a handsome man. You know, I mean, but.
I'm married already.
Careful in California. Spanking tonight.
Times are rough right now.
Yeah.
Times are rough, but yet they've never been better.
They've never been better. Now, Raza, just to confirm what you said, you know, Raza has been with me all the way in the 20 years. And we have navigating, I was reading a book on navigation just to remind my father's profession, and the book starts with these words: anybody can command a ship, but only a captain can chart the course. And we chart the course on Jesus, and we navigate it on hot waters, but now we are on the best because we are a family. And this is what these gentlemen by the name John, who's a retired FBI agent, he told me. He said, I left the place knowing there's a family, and the next day when I went to coffee, everybody was greeting me. And kindly, because we are a family, and it takes about 20 years to make it, but we made it. Praise God. All right. Somebody else wanted to say, Lord, thank you. Oh, yes, darling, yes. Okay, thank you for your family and your friend. Not many children can have a family and friend. That's true. That's good. Thank you. Thank you. Lisa, that's fantastic. Señorita Grace. Thank you for your family. All right, good. All right. Yes, Moya.
I just want to thank the Lord for this last year. It's really been an experience for me because a year ago I had just started working again after 20 years. I was a basket case. So I was so scared and just really fearful of failing. And it drove me to knees, but the Lord is so faithful. I felt like this whole year I've been borne upon His wings. Every time I thought I could do it, He was there. I'm so different a year later because of that experience.
Yeah, yeah. And seeing the hands of God. Yeah, it's good. When you can see the hands of God in your life, you feel good about it. You know, at least myself, I feel good about it. Even if it's a tiny little, it's good. All right? Who else want to do that? Yes, sir, Brother Plika. There's a family in Brooklyn. They have been acquainted for 8 years. And their daughter at 14 left home and went from here to here to here. And now it's in Barcelona. and they called me for prayer. And I said, you know, let's thank the Lord when God's going to bring her back home. She's now 22. So the Lord's going to bring her back home. She's going to find out that Barcelona is not a nice place to be when you speak only English. And over there, they speak French and Spanish. But it's nice to know that we can thank the Lord ahead for what he is going to do in our life. Do you have any news in the report on your wife?
They found cancer in her lung.
Cancer in the lung. Okay.
So they have to determine what kind it is.
Yeah, kind of it is, and the treatment and so on. Yeah. All right. Okay, we've been, it was Monday together,
right,
for 4 or 5 hours there and in the surgery room, and now I saw it, but just about 3 centimeters big, the thing, and amazing what they do without opening. They just put a needle. I don't know if you are good for these things or not, but it's amazing what they do, and we saw the whole thing together. All right. Somebody else? Yes, Hannah. Praise God. Hannah is from Washington, D.C. Maybe a brother who little relate to that, from Maryland. And her parents listened to me 18 years ago when I was in the National Broadcast of New York in Spanish. One Saturday, myself and the other, Pastor Guevara. And together, I guess an oil company paid for our broadcast. And their parents hear me. And when 18 years later, their daughter had to come to Gabilon College, they called Pastor Guevara, and Pastor Guevara said, well, I'm far away from there, but Pastor Otero, right there. And so they came to church, and the Tomlinson's hosted her, and now she's in a home right by me, by Jackson Ox over there, and doing here. So you are going to fly back home soon, eh? All right. Say hello to your parents. Praise God. All right. Okay. Somebody else want to say something? Say, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. Well, Raquel, why don't you say something? I want to preach, so I don't want to say anything, so you say it, all right? If you have to cry, you have to cry. Go ahead. Yeah, you know, it's speak to us.
I'd like to thank the Lord. It was a very difficult year for us, and even many times I thought, like, we're going to lose our daughter. And I was reading a devotional this morning when they say, like, a tornado came and a family have a baby 2 months old. And the guy thought that they're going to lose the family even. And he grabbed the baby, but the winds were so strong that the baby flew away from his arm, and they find the baby in the fields between the all the house destroyed there, and he was intact. He was fine. The family was fine, and the man was fine. And somebody says, well, how do you feel over this situation? And he said, well, the Lord give me the baby, and the Lord give us the family, and that is enough. And when I was reading that, I thought, Lord, this Thanksgiving, sometimes I can say, you give me my baby. And she's not all complete, but she is pretty good, pretty good. I can believe it. Like, she told me, like, tomorrow she's going to have 18 people for dinner, and I know how she cooked. I said, well, you feel great, Mia. And she said, she does. And I thank the Lord for even family radio situation. It was not easy to go through. I feel like even sometimes it's hard to my husband when we talk about it. But the Lord is in control, and we have to thank Him for even these things that come to our life. And I am very thankful. I am very happy this Thanksgiving to see how, even in the difficult times, the Lord really helped and put us through, and I'm thankful.
Well, I'm just thankful that God has control in my life. I can get very ugly and very angry about Palmer Radio situation, but my last visa, I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago, they need some signatures, and I went. And then my former boss came in, and he said, you know, I have to say something. He said, you and I disagree very deeply about this issue, but there was a man who left, and he was the chief engineer in construction in foreign countries. Operation about $40 million. And that man blasted Mr. Campion into all over the internet and all over this and destroyed some relationships in China. He said, then they said, myself, here is this man and you. You two were my two arms. And then I had to ask you to leave because I know the church has ended and he preached a little bit and I listened. And then this man left by himself. Because he disagreed with me. And he went and destroyed, and you built. So I read in the Bible that the destroyer came to destroy, Satan. So he said, I have said to you, when you preach in your church, Satan preached sorry. He said, that's not true. He said, you are a believer. And so we hugged each other. Still separated by a big, big river of the doctrine. But at least you don't have to be ugly, you know, and you have to ask the Lord to be a blessing. Like today, I had three or four calls from foreign countries. We don't want to deal with them. We want to talk to you, but I'm not there. But we want to deal with you only. And I said, I cannot say anything bad. I said, I do what I can. And a great lesson to test a pastor in the highest position. Would I lose my time and blackmail a man, which I know details you nobody knows? Oh, I just center my life in Jesus. Remember what I say in the report? We are focused in the Word and target on people. And that's the way we're going to be. Because I want people to know the Lord. That's all. Now we're going to read the Bible. You can pick up the Bible over there. It's easy. It's Psalm 100. And I have it right here open for you, brother. In a big letter so that you will enjoy. Psalm 100, please. Brother is going to read. Will you stand as the Bible is read this evening?
Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord he is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations.
Thank you, my brother, you may be seated. And now, once again, Raquel asks Mission Oriel to bless us with a song.
In my darkness, Jesus found me. Touched my eyes and made me see. Broke sin's chains that long had bound me. Gave me life and liberty. My Lord divine, that made him stoop to save a soul like mine. Through all my days and then to ponder. He whom angel hosts attend, Lord of heaven, God's Son, what wonder. He became the sinner's friend.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. So beautiful. Now I want to talk to you today about Psalm 100 and verse 4. And I hope that you hear already a sermon on Thanksgiving from me last Sunday morning. But I want to speak about the reasons for Thanksgiving. Psalm 100 and verse 4 says, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving." Enter into the kingdom of God and into the things of God with thanksgiving. And my question is why? If I have right here Emma or Danielle, they will say, why? You know how children are, why? And we must have a reason, at least few reasons why. And the only thing you have to do is go into your computer and your program, electronic concordance, and type the word thanks, thankfulness, thanksgiving, and you find hundreds of reference who give you an idea how God wants us to be thankful. I'm going to list seven of them, and you don't have to look in the Bible because I try to go a little faster. The first and most, give thanks for answer to prayer. Psalm 118 and verse 21. Give thanks for answer to prayer. Sometimes you pray, you pray, you pray, and sometimes the Lord say no, and sometimes the Lord say yes. For the thing that he say no, you maybe have no answer yet, but you know you are safe as you follow the Lord. And Psalm 118, verse 21 said, "I will give you thanks. I will give you thanks to you, for you answer me," say David, "for you answer me and have become my salvation." And the King James used the word praise, but that word thanks is alternative. The Hebrew praise and thanks are the same word. And sometimes, like in 1 Chronicles 16:4, the king said, "Let us thanks, Masha, to the Lord." And so the Bible said, let's thank the Lord for answer to prayer. We start praying at the beginning of the year with Raquel for one ministry. I'm getting older, and by 6 o'clock, sometimes I leave the office here at 6:30, I'm tired, and I show Jack my secret. I have a little something that they send me from Brooklyn. I put it together, or from Ohio, whatever that Rotolo is, and if you put it like this, and I sleep for about 15 minutes on the floor here, and then I keep on going the whole day. So to make it, I don't have to do that years ago. But we pray, say, "Lord, give us one ministry, raise a man that will pastor the church." God raised me. He moved me away from the radio. That's something that I had no choice to do. At I said to Raquel, I will not choose this ministry or the other ministry. I will pray, God, I'm tired, and I need to focus in one area until I die. And deep inside my heart, I knew the Lord is going to raise a pastor here, and I want to stay in the radio. The Lord took me, yep, right, this is the radio, and dropped me in Morning Hill. And it's just amazing how the Lord answered prayer. He answered prayer. God said, give him thanks for answer prayer. I will give you thanks for you answer me, say David. Secondly, I want to give thanks for appointment to Christian service. I know a lot of people study in seminaries and a lot of people become pastors, but they're only pastors, those who are appointed by God. In 1 Timothy 1:12, one giant of the Bible, the Apostle Paul said these words, and I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he considered me faithful, appointing me into the ministry. Paul, a remarkable theologian, a doctor in the law of the Hebrews, he said, after all, wherever I am, I have to thank God that he chose me, he appointed me to be part of the ministry. And that thanks is deeply in my heart. I thank God that he moved me away from engineering into something larger and more meaningful, that is the ministry of the Word of God. Number three, give thanks for Christian concern for others. Christian concern for others. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 16 and 17. We must give thanks for Christian concern for others. 2 Corinthians 8, 16. But thanks be to God who put in the heart of Titus the same concern that I have for you. He's talking to the Corinthians. For he not only accepted our appeal, but seeing he is more eager than ever, he is going to you of his own accord. I thank God, said the Apostle Paul, who put in the heart of Titus the same concern that I have for you. Paul was mistreated by the Corinthian church. Paul was criticized by the Corinthian church. Paul was even questioned, what kind of diplomas do you have? And then he has a great concern for the church. And then he finds a disciple, Titus, a Greek fellow. And he says, oh, how I thank God that he has the same concern for you that I have. It's so good when God raises some of you with a concern in the ministry for somebody else. And we need to be thankful for those Christians who have concern for other Christians. Now we need to thank the Lord for civil authorities. 1 Timothy chapter 2, in verse 1 and 2. We thank the Lord for civil authorities, for the police force, and for the people who are above us. First of all, then, I urge, said the apostle, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for everyone. And then he tells who are the everyone. Verse 2. For kings and all who are in high positions, so that we may live a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and dignity. I was in the store this afternoon with Raquel, late in the afternoon, big lines, people, everybody buying. And I said to the lady in front of us, there is money in America, I tell you. You really don't know what is another country. What is poverty? I said, I thank God that we are under control of authority, regardless of the party who's in control. And the difference between America and other countries is that we have order, that we have a constitution, that we have a Congress, that we have a president, that we have a governor, that we have a House of Representatives, that we have authorities who are responsible one to another, and we have a balance of power. I tell you, God said, give thanks to God for authority. It makes a big difference in the world. Number five, I thought that in all the things I saw in the Bible, give thanks to God for food. John 6, verse 11. John 6, verse 11. You remember this story that Jesus multiplied the bread and the fish. But look at what Jesus did. John 6 and verse 11. Then Jesus took the loaves, and the Bible said, and when he had given thanks. It's so good when you are in a restaurant eating, and then you glance like this, and you see in another table somebody eating, and before they eat, they bow and they thank the Lord. Don't you feel good about it? I just kind of stand. I just stand up and I go to that person and say, "Are you a Christian?" Say, "Yes." Well, praise the Lord. I'm a pastor. Now I was eating in the Hilton Hotel last time I was in Farmer Radio in Oakland. Raquel and I bow for prayer, and across. The mayor of the city of Oakland, the old rascal, came in and said, "Hi, are you a Christian?" "So how wonderful. I'm eating with my pastor here." And so he introduced me to his pastor, and he was so happy. He said, "You live in Oakland?" He said, "No." "Oh, too bad." He said, "I need people like that." Amazing. Give thanks, God. Give thanks, God, for food. Number six. Give thanks, God, for converts. Don't take for granted when somebody comes to know the Lord. That's the greatest miracle. You know, people think, "Oh, I like to see a miracle. A leg is straight and an arm." This is nothing. This is just nothing for God. What is a real miracle is when God changed the heart, take the stone heart away and put a new heart in you. And so Romans 6 and verse 17. Paul says in Romans 6 and in verse 17, "But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered to you." Thank God. You Romans people, you have no idea what God was. You were the servant of sin. Thank God that now you obey the teachings of God. You know, you have children and grandchildren. Doesn't matter if they are near to you or far away from you. If they are saved, thank the Lord for. Thank the Lord for. Thank the Lord that in his mercy, he has enlightened somebody, taken that heart away, put a heart who is fleshly, who is alive, and now the person believes. Somebody asked me, in the coffee shop, said, "How people believe in your church?" Very simple. Everybody in my church are people that came from a heart surgery. Really? You say, "Yeah." You know, and people, you're talking to people 76, 80, 81. Everybody have a heart surgery. Everybody who's a member of my church have a heart surgery. And they look to you and they say, "This guy lose it." "Are you sure?" "I'm sure." "How many bypass?" "I don't know how many bypass, but I think the whole heart." "Really? They all have transplant? They all have transplant." And by this time they know. I say, "Well, what do you mean?" "I mean God has taken the natural heart and have placed in our heart a heart who is sensitive to God. We listen to God. We read the Word of God. We are not against the Word of God. We agree with the Word of God. We fight within ourselves. I wish I can be a puppet and obey God fully." Don't you? It would be easy. But God said, "If you love me," what did he said? "You obey my commandments." That's why we are no puppets. That's the difference between a believer and an unbeliever. When a believer sins, he's sorrowful and he wants to obey God's commandment. So number six, give thanks for comfort. Number seven, give thanks for wisdom and power. In the book of Daniel, in chapter 2, and in verse 23, Daniel is confronted by Nebuchadnezzar, remember? And he has to reveal a dream that even Nebuchadnezzar doesn't know what kind of dream was. And in Daniel 2:23, Daniel says this, I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who hath given me wisdom and might, and that word might is power, and has made known unto me now what we desire of thee. For thou hast now made known unto us the king's dream. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my father, who has given me wisdom and might. When we find ourselves obeying God, we must thank God that he has caused us to obey him. We must give the merit to God. We must say, God, thank you that according in this matter, you give me the full control in your hand and in your power. Thank you, God, for your power to even control my kukutsa. And now I'm just doing what you said we must do. So we give thanks, God, for answered prayer. We thanks God for appointing you to the Christian ministry. Maybe you're a Sunday school teacher. Now, don't take that very lightly. A Sunday school teacher was the one who led Dr. Billy Graham into the hands of God. Give thanks for Christian concern for others. Give thanks for civil authority. We take for granted the police, don't we? We take for granted the representatives and so on. That's why it's so important to vote and to be informed. I start reading before election, 6 months before, reading about this person and the other person and see which one will be in the likeness of God and doing things with freedom and respect of other people. Give thanks for the food that we have and the table. Give thanks for the people that get saved, whether here in church or in another place. And give thanks, God, for his wisdom and power that he gave us. And sometimes we make decisions, they are just God's decision. And boy, everything goes well. All right? And you feel at peace. Now, if I had to put all the things together, I had chosen a verse in the Bible, in the book of Hebrews, in chapter 13 and verse 15. It's well known, in Hebrews 13 and verse 15, we'll get a summary of what I said. And the author of the book of Hebrews said these words, through Jesus, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. That's why we close the prayers in the name of Jesus, by the way. When we pray, we close it in the name of Jesus. We close it in his name. Somebody asked Mr. Canton tonight. I was listening. I lost my wallet. And I went to a restaurant and got the wallet, pay, put it together. I had the coat in the chair. So I put the wallet on the table, put the coat, and went out with my wife, leaving the wallet for the next guy. And I was listening on the way, no knowing I don't have my wallet until I get home. And the man asked him, said, can I pray? He said, Allah is the name for God. Do you know that? He said, yes. Can I pray in the name of Allah? He said, well, in what language? Well, in the Arab language, you cannot say Jehovah. You have to say Allah. And that means Jesus. No, it doesn't mean Jesus. Doesn't mean Jesus. The Bible said here in Hebrews 13:5, it said, that is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. To his name. To Jesus' name. Jesus' name. There is only one intercessor between you and God. It's only one bridge, or one golden gate between you and God. That's Jesus. Don't call it something else. That's Jesus. And so, reasons for thanksgiving. We have a bridge between ourselves and God. And that's Jesus. And we have to do everything with thanksgiving to his name. Remember, the reasons for thanksgiving. Thank you, Father, that you bless us with your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, that you gave us sufficient reasons for tomorrow to say thank you, Father, because you are a God who cares, who provides health, who provide a wonderful work, a wonderful place where we live. Thank you, Lord, that we have transportation. Thank you, Lord, that we are alive and we can mention your name. In Jesus we pray, amen. We're going to close with number 40, a very favor of all of us. Number 40 in our hymn books. We're going to ask you to stand. And then after the meeting, we have some refreshments for all of us to take a bite and enjoy a little chat together. Number 40, great is thy faithfulness. Us. Some of our people need to travel, and we pray for mercy as they drive back home. We thank you for the refreshment that have been provided. Bless the fellowship and bless the moments that we're going to spend together. And tomorrow, when we are with our families, may they see in us the shining glory of Jesus. Not to be proud of, but to be humble enough to share that with them, so that they too may have Jesus in their heart. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. All right.